violence. It's everywhere. You feel like you can't even hardly go to your street corner without feeling afraid. Well, God's got a plan. Do you know God sees all this stuff that's happening? And as we work together, I know he's got a plan to succumb the violence and give us the victory. My guest today is Pastor R.R. Jordan, the pastor of the Advancing Church in the greater St. Louis area. We're going to talk about a program that God gave him called Code Red. Pastor Jordan, thank you so much for joining me. Oh, I'm Judy Redlich, and you're listening to Encounter.
I'm grateful, definitely excited to be with you. I believe that God is doing something really awesome in the city, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
You know, the summer months are always a challenge, aren't they, when it comes to violence and crime?
Yes, there's definitely an increase in violence during the summer months. It's just an opportunity, more opportunities to engage with people on the streets that you don't normally get during the winter months. And so as a result, there's definitely an uptick in violence.
So what are some statistics about the difference between other parts of the year and summer in violence?
Yes, the level of violence increases by 5 to 6% during the summer months.
Wow.
That averages out to be an increase in violent events, one per day, from like 16 per day to 17 per day.
Wow. And that's in the greater St. Louis area, or that's a national statistic?
That's in the greater St. Louis area.
That's in the greater St. Louis area.
Yes.
Wow. No wonder. I have a seeing eye dog, and I'm happy to have my dog because I feel less vulnerable having a dog traveling around in the streets of St. Louis than I do just walking with a cane. And if I feel like that, I wonder how many of you feel kind of vulnerable and you don't even have to use a guide dog or a cane. Talk about the initiative that God has laid on your heart called Code Red.
Sure. I was in prayer maybe 3 weeks ago, and God began to speak to my heart about creating this initiative to touch our city, our community. And so this initiative is from the heart of God. I truly believe that to reach out to our city is called Code Red. What we'll be doing is going out into the community and asking them to put red ribbons on their door as symbolic of taking a stand against violence. Okay. And so we would ask them to do that. On one side of the ribbon would be no cry of distress in our streets.
No cry of distress on our streets.
Yes. Yes. And I got that from Psalms 144. So it states no cry of distress in our streets. And this is what we're asking God for around the city of St. Louis. So on one side, again, the ribbon would say no cry of distress in our streets. On the other side would be the website of a church that would be involved in this specific initiative, because we want churches all around the city of St. Louis to be a part of this specific work.
What about the greater St. Louis area? What about the county? Will those churches be invited too?
We're definitely inviting churches all around the city. It doesn't matter where your church is. It takes us all to really impact the city and change what we're experiencing as it pertains to violence.
Boy, 16 to 17 violent crimes a day. That's unheard of.
Yes.
How can that be? And how can people even think about doing crime? That's the thing that starts it all.
Sure. I mean, there are a lot of reasons why someone would think about doing a crime. We often, especially in my community, come from broken homes. And as a result of that, many youth are misled. We're in impoverished neighborhoods where there are not many jobs and resources. And so as a result of all of these factors, which there are many, I'm just only touching on a couple of them. Mm-hmm. But there are many, many reasons that someone turns to violence.
Pastor Jordan, what led up to this initiative being such a spark and coming about in your life, in your church's
sure,
life?
Sure. Well, I would definitely say that it started because of prayer, But in addition to that, I have been shot myself. And so I know what it's like to experience that. And I've had many friends that were murdered. And I know that many of our young people who are in our communities, they're looking for hope, and they're looking for us to connect with them. They don't know how to reach out. It's our job to reach out to them and bring them the hope that they need, bring them the resources that they need, so that they can see the light at the end of the tunnel. So my own experience really provoked me to move, especially when God spoke to my heart.
So Code Red, how do you hope that this plan or initiative can change our area? What do you see as the end in mind?
Well, the end in mind is, or the outcome that we really would like to see, is just a whole nother level of engagement in our community. Through the Code Red initiative, we're not just asking people to put these red ribbons on their door for no reason, right? It's symbolic of the Passover. In addition to that, we're going to be documenting the head of household of each address, because what we would really like to do is record information as it pertains to the head of the household, the demographics within that household, and then bring that information back to our church and post it on our prayer wall. So we're going to be praying for each and every family. In addition to that, we want to connect them to resources. It's really important that we engage our community and get people connected. There are people who are suffering, not just young people, but even elderly people are suffering. And so we need to be able to connect them to the resources that they really need so that we can really assist them in moving forward.
So is it true that you're hoping that the churches that get involved will know of those resources in their neighborhoods?
Yes, I'm prayerful that that will be the case. But in addition to that, if you would, you know, your listeners would go to coldredpassover.org, we're establishing this community in which we'll be able to connect people to resources. So there are different organizations around the city that's working to decrease violence, and we want to work with them. This is not something that we can do on an island. We need as many people involved as possible. So we're not going to try to do this on our own.
How many churches are already involved in this Code Red initiative?
We have over 20 churches already involved in the initiative. They've already signed up. Churches of different races, different backgrounds are excited about what we're doing and can't wait to get out there on the streets.
How can people help? And what are the steps that churches can take in the greater St. Louis area?
Well, they can go to coldredpassover.org and sign up today. There's a strategic plan. We've written out the whole plan. We didn't want churches to have to like think through the whole process. Mm-hmm. So we sat down with our team and we created this plan and strategy to reach the city. And so they can go on to coldredpassover.org, sign up, and one of our leaders will be in contact with them very shortly. There are ways to give on our website. You can sponsor a barbecue. You can sponsor a ribbon package, because there may be churches that want to get involved but don't have the resources. And so we need people who are willing to donate so we can get as many churches involved as possible, because the city needs us. And we're at a really critical time in this summer right now. This is the very beginning of the summer, and we can be proactive in what we do to impact our city and not wait. We've heard of all of the violence that's been occurring.
Right.
You know, police officers, young people are being murdered at alarming rates. And we need to move now. There's no time to wait.
And revival could really strike any time as we all get involved and pray, and trust God and move out in unity.
Yes. Yes, that's it. It's us being in agreement. We know what happened on the day of Pentecost. You know, people were all together on one accord, and they were praying, and the mighty move of God occurred. And so we're expecting that there will be a mighty move of God that will occur as we're going out and engaging with our community and then praying for these families and connecting them with the resources that they need. And so as we get out here, as we engage, as we talk to those who don't know who Jesus is, we want to give them the gospel. We want them to be empowered. We want them to experience the power of God in their lives, because nothing changes like the power of God. And so that is what we want to be able to do to, again, just change our city, touch our city.
The Code Red Initiative, Pastor R.R. Jordan has been my guest, the Advancing Church. Your church, Pastor Jordan, if people are looking for a great church in the city to be a part of, what's the address?
The address is 4152 Washington Boulevard. We're in the Central West End area. We've been there now for about 7 months. So we just purchased this building, and we're excited about being in that community. And we want to do as much as we possibly can to touch people in that area.
The Code Red Project. Would you like to be a part of it? Your church could grow dynamically. People could be saved. One into the kingdom, violence could be curbed, and a great revival could start. Would you look at CodeRedPassover.org today and get involved? Pastor Jordan from the Advancing Church, thanks so much for joining me. I'm Judy Redlick. This is Encounter.
Encounter is you and the issues, where the facts and opinions make you an informed citizen of St. Louis. Thank you for your participation. Let a friend know about this talk and issues feature of Bot Radio Network and KSIV. Then join us next time for Encounter.